34.0. EDG 01160220261036. Audio. I'm currently working on the suspended floors. Here, I'm thinking of a simple mechanism. My concern is the maximum diameter of a possible passageway, achieved by removing components, such as an airlock. This obviously impacts the suspended floors. Why? More questions related to safety. The suspended floor will protect the astronauts from the moving and automated parts of the airlock. In our view, it won't be necessary to be extremely precise with the installation, given the dimensions of the SSV. The spacing between the two floors must allow for inspection and/or repair if necessary. For major work, should it ever become necessary, a series of bolts will allow for the removal of the floors. This point is important. Astronauts cannot be expected to walk on an overhead crane. Furthermore, a manual access control system allows users to cross this area without worrying about accidental tampering. I know you understand. As a precaution, if larger units ever need to pass through the corridors, removing these elements could prove useful. The combined volume of these four corridors is significant, and storage is possible within them. I can't elaborate further on this point and am still considering it. Assuming a reduced number, we already have 12 airlocks solely for sealing, two at each end of the corridors, for a total of 8, plus 4 more for the solar panel mast. Near the center, the need for overhead crane airlocks becomes less critical. The approach to zero gravity should allow for a simpler airlock design. This near zero gravity zone offers a lower angular velocity than the modules. In our opinion, it would be desirable to utilize it for shuttle docking. In rotation mode, it's not simple, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. What if there were access in the upper cockpit of the American Space Shuttle? Docking in rotation mode would be possible on the solar panel mast, with an acceptable level of safety for the pilots and the station. I believe it's possible. However, caution is still necessary. The thermal tiles can alternate between hot and cold in rotation mode. I don't know how they will react. It's also possible to angle the station to minimize this effect. But I still don't know. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This February 16, 2026.